sage looking woman to have a son. Well, you're right. We just about finished because I think 42 was the last.
What do you think about
that? Well, you know, I've got a lot to tell you.
Butterflies on eggs are rather odd. Oh, I see. They've made the butterflies out of the eggs. How clever.
And then this is supposed to be the Easter decoration, I think, on one of the magazines or something. So that was a... This is the last page, I believe, 40.
And pigs.
Well, that's just, I believe we've got our, what we want.
We have a fruit cake.
I see it over there.
Isn't that nice?
Well, you know, Mr. Benson, when was it, 1964, when I was a 5th District Homemaker of the Year or something. Anyhow, he wrote me this real nice letter. I guess he's dead now. But, I just don't
know.
But anyhow, he wrote me this real sweet letter and sent me some fruit cake. And I never had any Benson fruitcake before. And it's from Athens. And I had always been selling the packs of
fruitcake.
Because, you know, the Howling Benson Band, we always get to it.
Every bit as good. Beverly Benson and her husband lived in Valdosta. Yes. And then they went back to help in the family firm when she was the most attractive person. And there have been some people in Valdosta who have kept up with them through the years.
Well, I was really impressed with the nice letter that the man wrote me. Oh, he was talking about, you know, anybody that had a big family, he thought it was just so-and-so. And he was real cute. I really appreciate it. I got some interesting letters from people like that that just happened to see this thing. You know, I guess they were interested in some business about family and so forth. But anyway, I never forget, because then every time I see Benson's fruitcake, then all that comes back again. So, but anyhow, this is the reason I like it is because it's pre-sliced. And I don't have to try to hug
it. Don't have to wet the knife every time.
Let me see how I turn this thing on.